Hey everybody, this is the New Chun-Li Podcast.
With Sam Nucio.
Brandon Lee.
And Sammy Cruz isn't here today, he had to go for whatever reason.
Reason is unknown.
That's what whatever reason would mean.
But I just had to reiterate what you were saying.
Okay, I control the microphone. At all times.
No, I do.
No!
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
No. Okay, segments for today. We got the news. We got the word of the week. We got, what else? We got Jesse Lacey Q&A with Spin Magazine. We're not Q&A-ing him. It's Spin Magazine. We're just reading the article. And we got Song of the Week. And we'll have a little advertisement for you. And it's going to be fun. And if you're not in the Facebook group and you're listening to our podcast, first of all, I'm wondering how you got in the podcast. And second of all, I'm wondering why you're not in our Facebook group. Join our Facebook group, New Chun-Li Podcast.
Please join today.
Yeah, and if you're in the Facebook group, you probably can't hear me right now if you're not listening, because if you're in the Facebook group and you're not listening, you're a poser. Okay. So yeah, tell all your friends and stuff and email the email address in the sidebar. That is the intro. Say something, Brennan.
Intro.
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 Intro. Intro. Intro.
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.
Intro. 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 Okay, now we're done with that. Yeah. All right. So now it's time for the word of the week. And while I'm looking it up, here's Brennan Lee.
All right. So I was thinking a minute ago. It'd be a great idea to own a whorehouse. Our question of the week would be, do you think that would be a good idea to own a whorehouse?
We should have more questions of the week. We never have those.
We really don't ever have questions of the week. But this question is, do you think it's a good investment to own a whorehouse? Please email us. Or we will, I don't know. What will we do, Sam?
I wasn't listening, what?
I said, if they don't email us, what will we do?
Oh, if they don't email us?
Yeah.
We'll talk about pointless things that you don't care about. Wait, we already do that. We'll talk about even more pointless things. I don't know how we get even more pointless, but we can. Don't worry. Okay.
Chaturia.
The act of explosive diarrhea backsplashing off the toilet onto the area of skin between your ball sack and your asshole. More, wait,
that's
more likely
plate.
Called, no, that is more called a gooch.
A gooch.
For those that don't know, that is the area between your ball sack and your asshole, the gooch.
I thought it was called home plate.
Well, it can be called home plate, I guess, is what you call it. But anyway, that's chaturia, the act of explosive diarrhea backsplashing off the toilet onto the area of skin between your ball sack and your asshole. Brosif, that Taco Bell was so sickening that I defecated and I ended up with chaturia burns on the grade from the grade D beef. And that is this week's word of the week.
Taco Bell uses grade D beef?
We don't know if they do, but if they do, that's disgusting.
Okay, so check it, okay? The lowest grade of beef is army grade, okay? That's like, it's like the worst, nastiest part of beef that they feed to the military overseas. I don't know why, but they do. And the best is Kobe beef, which is from Japan, and it's like totally like pampered cows that get like spa treatments like three times a day, and they're like instantly fat, muscular cows that are pampered, more pampered than any of you are. That's for damn sure. Like, I'm not even joking you. Like, some guy comes in and brushes them for like 3 hours.
Some guy brushes me for 3 hours.
I thought that was Jenna.
For 3 hours. Anyway, this week's news
is
that brand new album, Daisy.
So
oh,
funny.
That was funny, huh?
Funny.
Got number 6 on Spin Magazine's charts. Number 6 for its debut.
That's pretty damn good.
It's awesome. Number 6 for the debut of an album, Daisy by Brand New. Here's the article. The hardy Long Island lugs in Brand New might be the only guys in emo who still care about the Rites of Spring than they do about Weezer. On the follow-up to 2006, instructively titled The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me, frontman Jesse Lacey Howell's out burning in bed. Oh, Howell's about burning in bed and turning to dirt while his bandmates churn out noisy, jagged art punk riffs that routinely explode without warning. You wouldn't think the trick would stop surprising you halfway through, Daisy, but it doesn't. The sound is old-fashioned, but the fury is fresh. And here's a Q&A with Brand New's Jesse Lacey. You can read the intro because I read the article.
All right. Let it be known, Jesse Lacey still mows his own lawn. His band, Brand New, has toured the world and sold over 1 million albums, but the 31-year-old doesn't have any qualms about yard maintenance. Well, except for the one thing. Noon in the middle of July isn't the best time to mow your lawn, I've realized. He admits over the phone from his Long Island, New York home. You have to get up earlier.
Lacey's days of afternoon chores will end soon, though. Brand New's fourth album, Daisy, drops September 22nd, and the quartet will kick off a 38-date North American tour 1 week later.
Which we'll be going to!
Yeah, on Saturday, me and Brandon are going to see Brand New at the Aragorn Ballroom in Chicago. But anyway, 38-date North American tour 1 week later, a jaunt that will wrap with the Thanksgiving weekend homecoming slash headline show at Nassau Coliseum, the 18,000-seat arena that hosted some of the first concert they've ever attended. Lacey's dad took him to see Springsteen when he was 11. But it is not quite a pinch-yourself moment, at least for the band. I think headlining at the Coliseum is a bigger deal than a lot of our friends and our family at this point. Then that's what's good. Whoa. I failed there. Wow, that was a big fail. I think headlining at the Coliseum is a bigger deal for a lot of our friends and our family at this point, and that's what gets us excited about it, he says.
In our interview below, his first with an American publication in nearly 3 years, Lacey talks about the making of Daisy and looks back on a decade of making music with Brand New.
Decade? Wow, it's been that long since they released the first album.
Yeah, that was like 1999. 2001, I mean. 2001. Yeah, okay. So, when you saw Springsteen at the Coliseum as a kid, did you imagine at all what it might be like to stand there where he was standing?
No, actually. I've never really thought about playing music until I was older. It was more like a natural thing, where suddenly after 6 or 7 years of playing music, I realized that it's what I did. My parents raised us with music in the house. But there was always a record playing and good music, too. The Beatles, Steely Dan, Simon and Garfunkel, Bruce Springsteen. They were also hip to new music at that time. When Michael Jackson put a record out, or The Cure, I remember my dad listening to The Cure when I was younger. And I think he battled over the fact that he was listening to stuff by a guy that wore makeup. What was markedly different about the record process for this album?
Recording process. After every other record, we always started off in a more traditional way, getting a producer, going into a studio. But we always ended up leaving that situation and recording the record on our own for the most part. For this one, we just decided to do the whole thing by ourselves. Our friend Mike Sapone produced the record. He's been our partner as far as writing and recording since way before this band even started. He lives about a mile and a half from the house that I grew up in a town called Bethpage. So it's the same thing. It's suburbia. He's got two kids, lives with his wife with a pool in the backyard, and that's home for us. You played a lot of shows in the past year. Did they influence your songwriting at all?
One or two of the songs that I wrote were written on one of those tours, during a soundcheck. A lot of our songs have always been written like that. Me and guitarist Vincent Accardi were kind of laughing at ourselves one day because of the records we've put out. So a few songs were actually written on electric guitar, and they're always performed that way. We just find it really funny that it's always just one of us and an acoustic guitar. That's how the songs get written. Oh, okay.
What?
It's weird.
Not funny.
It ends up sounding, for the most part, anything like it sounded in my room, in my living room, when I first wrote the song.
This is getting kind of boring.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, holy shit, 10 minutes.
Can we do a couple of quick things and then end it up?
Yeah, okay.
Wrap it up.
We have an advertisement for you guys. We will be reviewing albums later and shows after this one, or maybe even this one, who knows, we might decide to. But we'll be reviewing albums, and we're asking you guys to provide us those albums so we can review them. So we're not just recording, reviewing albums that we've heard already. And you can email us. Make sure you email us a link where we can download the album for free because we don't want to spend money. Yeah. So link us to an album that we can download for free. To please. And the email address provided for you. Always provided for you that you never email. And it's kind of sad. And don't think I'm talking to the other people that listen to the podcast. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you right now, listener, whatever your name may be. Yeah, listener, send me and Brandon an album, a link to an album that is free, a free link, like an illegal link that we can listen to, and we will rate it sometime from now. And yes, that is our advertisement. Email the email address with whatever you want, album preferred.
Just do it.
Just do it. Okay, what?
Nike quote.
Alright, what else should we do, Brandon? Okay, we miss Sammy. So, here's a kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. We never wrote the song out, and we're gonna sing a song on how we miss Sammy. We miss Sammy, what's the last word I'm looking for?
We miss Sammy immensely.
We miss Sammy immensely.
Sing, damn it!
Sammy, we miss you immensely. I can't come up with any other lyrics besides the ones I'm singing now. Sammy, why couldn't you come and record this podcast with us? It'd be way funnier if you were here. You would have said something about you being a Mexican. That's what you would have said. We miss you so much, Sammy. Why aren't you here to record the podcast with us? You would have said something really funny and given a review on music too. And we'd have an argument on how you're a nerd. And I don't think you're a nerd, but you are, and you read comic books and stuff.
I read comic books.
We all read comic books, Brandon. Let's sing a song. Sammy!
Sing along with me.
Sammy!
We miss you immensely.
Miss you so much!
Sammy, yeah! We miss you immensely.
Immensely!
Sammy, yeah. And that was our song.
That was an amazing song.
That was all live, by the way. We did not plan any of that.
I like that. That song will be available for individual download later.
It will be?
Yes.
I don't know if it was that great of a quality. That was a demo. We could put that on a demo.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. We'll make a demo of songs that we write on the spot. That'll be on the spot demo.
All right, cool. That's what we'll call it, the on the spot demo by the Nooch and Lee crew.
Nooch and Lee crew? We're a crew now.
We're a crew. CRU.
Yeah, the microphone's all sweaty.
It's gross.
The microphone's all sweaty.
Sweaty microphones.
All right, it was a short show today, about 15 minutes long.
it's short?
Yeah, we usually do like a half hour.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, off to the song of the week. We will pick it out while we are talking to you. What song should we do, Brandon Lee?
What song should... I'm kind of in the mood for some Minus the Bear today.
Minus the Bear?
Yeah.
Do you want to do Absinthe Party at the Fly Honey Warehouse?
For shizzle.
All right, Absinthe Party at the Fly Honey Warehouse by Minus the Bear. Take it away.
What the hell was that?